Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from House and he is out, Malmberg applying the tag. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon fires to second, and they've got Fain trapped. There's the throw to Altobelli who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimek moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimek moves to third. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimek scores. Keene moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Fain reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Tuttle scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill White now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Fain scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Narragon reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Narragon moves to third. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Narragon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Narragon strikes out. One out. Stu Lachlan pinch hits for Bill White. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fain strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altobelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Malmberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Narragon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Strickland scores. Woodling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Babe Bearer now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Al Aber now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altobelli for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson pinch hits for Frank House. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.